Part 1. Discovering the Brain. Chapter 1. Diving into Science. Physics is like sex. Sure, it may give some practical results, but that's not why we do it. Richard P. Feynman. In 1960, most colleges were not co-ed. I was at Dartmouth College, way out in the boonies of Hanover, New Hampshire, with hundreds of men. By the time summer came along, I had one thing on my mind. I applied for an internship at the California Institute of Technology because I wanted to spend the summer near a Wellesley girl I had met that winter, a glorious summer at Caltech, a fabled place for biology and discovery ensued. She went on to other things. I got hooked on science. I often wonder, was I really there because of an insatiable interest in science? Or was it my interest in a girl who lived nearby? Who knows how it really works in the mercurial mind of the young? Ideas do occasionally worm their way into the interstitial areas of the hormone-addled mind. For me, one of those thoughts was, but how does the brain make it all work? I had also been drawn to Caltech by reading an article in Scientific American on the growth of nerve circuits written by Roger Sperry. The article outlined studies on how a neuron grew from point A to point B in order to make a specific connection. A lot, indeed I would say most, of neurobiology hangs on that simple question. Sperry was the king, and I wanted to learn more about that. Besides, as I said, my girlfriend lived down the street in San Marino. It wasn't until years later when I was told about a remark made by Luis Alvarez, the great physicist from the University of California, Berkeley, that I realized that the impulse behind my question was not the same as simple curiosity. Alvarez remarked that scientists do their thing not because they are curious, but because they instinctively feel something doesn't work the way they are told it does. Their experimental minds kick into gear and think of another way that whatever is being discussed might work. While they can marvel at a finding or an invention, they instinctively, automatically start thinking of alternative methods or explanations. In my own case, I'm always thinking about different ways of viewing a problem. In part, this is because of my impoverished quantitative skills.